Afrika Yarı Çizgenkler.
Take action to defend the life and dignity of people living in poverty throughout the world and urge the US to act in response to the many faces of poverty through advocacy and action. These are the twin aims of the Catholics Confront Global Poverty Initiative that will be relaunched next week by the US Church. Steve Kolecki is the Director of International Justice and Peace at the US Conference of Catholic Bishops, and he is one of those spearheading this move. I began by asking him why the Church has decided to relaunch this anti-poverty initiative at this moment in time.
The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops and Catholic Relief Services decided to relaunch this anti-poverty global poverty initiative here in the United States now, because it's a particularly difficult time for our world. With the economic meltdown in the United States and other advanced countries, our fear is that the poor in the world will suffer the most. We had actually planned for some time to relaunch our anti-poverty effort, to reinvigorate it. And then when the Holy Father came out with his message for the World Day of Peace message for 2009, calling us to fight poverty to build peace, we thought it was the perfect time to pick up on that theme and to relaunch our anti-poverty effort as Catholics Confront Global Poverty. That's the new name we've given it, Catholics Confront Global Poverty. And we've also given it a new goal. And our goal is to educate and mobilize more than a million Catholics throughout the United States to get involved, to learn more about the issue of global poverty, and to figure out what they can do about it. The other reason why it's particularly important to do this at this time is because our own nation is currently experiencing an economic downturn that I think places us in solidarity with the poor. And our people realize that our fates, the fates of the peoples of the earth, are linked, really, that our own recovery as a nation economically will depend upon there being greater security and peace in our world, will depend upon developing countries being able to get their economies back up and running so they can be our trading partners.
All the same, as you mentioned, we are in the middle of this severe global financial crisis, which, as you well know, is causing job layoffs, people losing their homes because they can't keep up their mortgage payments, and a general tightening of the belts for most of us. So aren't you worried that this will give people, or make people less likely to be generous, given that everybody is suffering?
Actually, I think it gives us an opportunity to be in solidarity. I understand the conventional wisdom that in tough times, people might turn inward and only focus on their own needs and their own fears. But my own experience has been that in difficult times, people come together. In difficult times, people open their hearts to one another. In difficult times, when there's real suffering, we realize that that whatever suffering we ourselves are undergoing is shared by other people around the world. So I think this is a perfect time to put a face on the issue of global poverty and to help people to make a connection between the suffering they may be experiencing here at home and the suffering that other people experience around the world. And in fact, as I said earlier, our fates are linked. The ability for our own economy to recover is dependent upon the world economy recovering. And we want to be sure that we don't leave the poorest, most vulnerable countries behind as we seek a better future for all God's children.
And how many more people around the world risk sliding into poverty, or indeed are already doing so, because of this global financial crisis?
You know, the exact numbers of that, I do not know. I know that right now, about 1.4 billion people live on less than $1.25 a day. More than 150 million children around in the developing world are underweight. Now, we know that in difficult financial times, when government budgets are stretched to the limit, these numbers will increase dramatically. But there's also a word of hope to be spoken. You know, in 1990, there were more than 1.8 billion people living in extreme poverty. But by 2005, that number had fallen to 1.4 billion. I mean, the world has made great progress in reducing global poverty. And at this time, economic time of stress, we need to ensure that that progress continues, because the poorest and most vulnerable people in the world, you know, cannot afford a further downturn. They're already on the edge of survival. And that's part of what this campaign will be about, to 1.4 billion. I mean, the world has made great progress in reducing global poverty. And at this time, economic time of stress, we need to ensure that that progress continues, because the poorest and most vulnerable people in the world, you know, cannot afford a further downturn. They're already on the edge of survival. And that's part of what this campaign will be about. It'll be about addressing poverty here at home, which we do through a domestic poverty campaign we have, and then linking it in this campaign, Catholics Confront Global Poverty, to our outreach throughout the world. You know, the world has the resources to do this, even in the midst of a difficult economic time. And the gospel calls us to always focus our limited resources on the poorest, the most vulnerable members of the human family. That's the church's preferential option for the poor. That's what we'll be calling Catholics to, and we believe that they will respond generously.
And what specific action would the church in the U.S. like to see taken by the new administration there to address the issue of global poverty?
Certainly, the Catholics Confront Global Poverty initiative has both short-term and long-term goals. In the short term, we want to see an increase in poverty-focused foreign assistance, that is, in those accounts that really meet the humanitarian needs of people, that foster long-term development, including things like agriculture, health care, education, clean water, sanitation. The Obama administration has made a commitment, at least during the campaign, to double foreign assistance funding over the term of his presidency. We want to see a down payment on that in the short term with an increase in foreign assistance, but particularly that portion of foreign assistance that is poverty-focused and reduces poverty and promotes human development. We'd also like to see the United States be a leader in finishing the agenda of debt relief for poor nations by forgiving the debts of poor nations that were not covered in the original debt relief program. That would be sort of finishing something that has already been a great success story. As you know, debt relief has enabled many poor countries to invest in the development of their own people, to invest in education and health. And also in the short term, we'll be looking for the United States to promote peacekeeping operations throughout the world, especially UN peacekeeping operations, to reduce violence, because violent conflict, in a sense, is development in reverse. Violent conflict deepens poverty throughout the world, and we want to see that addressed as well. Then we have some longer-term goals. The longer-term goals of Catholics Confront Global Poverty are to have our nation increase poverty-focused foreign aid further, reform foreign aid so that it elevates human development and poverty reduction as the key priorities in the delivery of foreign assistance. We want to see our nation be a leader in addressing global climate change, but with a particular focus on helping poor countries to mitigate and adapt to climate change. We'd like to see our nation promote transparency in the extraction of natural resources in developing countries, so that the wealth generated by the extraction of things like oil and gold and other precious metals and minerals, so that the money that's generated by that actually is reported in a transparent way, so that local governments can be held accountable for investing those resources in the development of their people.
Coming back to the issue of the financial crisis, which provides the backdrop to everything these days, many social and church activists are saying that this crisis does provide an opportunity to press for long overdue radical reforms for banks and international financial institutions. And in this way, reduce the greed and overconsumption of these parties, and so free up more money and resources for the poor. Do you also see opportunity here?
Well, there's certainly opportunity. That the global financial crisis has certainly got the attention of our people, and perhaps has led to people trying to live more simply. And in that, that would be a good thing. We have in the campaign, actually we call it an initiative, the Catholics Confront Global Poverty Initiative, we will be encouraging people to be careful about how they consume. Because, for example, we want to be sure that we consume in ways that are responsible, that contribute to human development, that protect ecology, and that will be part of the initiative. We believe that there is an opportunity. If, as consumers, we became more aware of where the resources we use each day come from and what they are doing to the people in those countries and to the environments in those countries, that would be a good thing. For example, the cell phone that I used this morning has minerals in it that could have come from a country that's in conflict, perhaps in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Well, it's important for me to ask the company that is the manufacturer of my next cell phone where those resources come from, and did they grow out of an area of conflict where illegal militias were selling the resources, or were they produced in a transparent way where the resources went back to the country so that they could be invested in the welfare of the people? The same for ecology, the same for just simplicity of life. Global climate change, that's going to require changes in our patterns of consumption in addition to adopting public policies that promote greater efficiency, that reduce greenhouse gases, that are kinder to God's creation and more protective of our environment. So it all does work together, and as this initiative unfolds over the next couple of years, we are hopeful that we will integrate many things that people can do both to contribute directly through Catholic Relief Services, to change their lifestyle in ways that simplifies life and makes our use of resources more transparent and more in keeping with the needs of people and of the planet. And we hope we will change U.S. policies to focus on human development and poverty reduction throughout the world.
I was speaking there to Steve Kolecki, Director of International Justice and Peace at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Unite Africa.